Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Malevi. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tate to Cecil covering second. The throw back to home, and Johnson is out at the plate. Gehringer moves to second. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malevi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Malevi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malevi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kaum moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk, who is chasing the ball. Lyons reaches third base with a triple. Kaum scores. Tate goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulevey hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaum. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Sorrell reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sorrell scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. Com races over to make the catch. He throws to first to double off Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Koenig, who tags Malivi trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lyons moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Stone reaches second base with a double. There goes Alexander trying to get to home. Jolly throws the ball into Tate, who tags Alexander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 3 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's 3-2, White Sox. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Lyons covering. Safe. Alex Metzler now playing left field. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mulivy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Sorrell. Mulivy moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mulivy moves to third. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stone strikes out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Ray Hayworth. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.